Intatshana izindaba uDouglas Rogers singathi waba lenhlanhla ngokuthi abekwe leZimbabwe ibutho lisusa umugabe esikhundleni. Wayeqhathwe liphephandaba ukuthi alove ngezemvelo elabanye bakhe kuzwekazi le-Afrika engazi ukuthi uzazibonela uMugabe esuswa esikhundleni phezu kokubusa okweminyaka engamajumi amathathu lasikhombisa.
Ngangizihambela labangane bami abathathu sisuka eZimbabwe sisiya eMozambique, kumele ngilove ugwalo lwezemvelo. Sezwa kuthiwa umsekeli kamongameli uMnangagwa osexoshwe umsebenzi. Sezwa njalo kuthiwa usebalekile eZimbabwe waya kwele South Africa, ethembisa ukuthi uzabuyela eZimbabwe ngesikhatshana. Kwangimangalisa lokho.
URogers wananzelela ukuthi ukuxotshwa kukaMnangagwa kwenzakala ngesikhathi elwisana nonkosikazi Grace Mugabe owayekucele le-Generation 40 kubandla le-ZANU-PF elalifuna ukuthi athathe isikhundla sikaMugabe. Lo mkhokheli webutho uGeneral Constantino Chiwenga ngaleso sikhathi wayesanda kwethusela uMugabe lomkakhe.
I knew that something big was going to go down in Zimbabwe, and I told my friends, let's go back for that. And I returned to Zimbabwe, took a couple of days in time for the military had already intervened.
Ngananzelela ukuthi kuzakwenzakala okukhulu eZimbabwe. Kwasithatha isikhathi eside ukuthi siyefika eZimbabwe lapho esathola ibutho selingenele. Ngangikhona abantu betshengisela emgwaqweni, kungani sibukele ukuthiwa yimuvi ngesilungu.
And witnessed what seemed like a movie.
URogers uthi wabikela owayebalobela ugwalo lokwethekelela ezemvelo kuzwekazi le-Afrika ukuthi kungcono alobe ngokwenzakala kweleZimbabwe. Bavumelana waseloba ugwalo lolu lapho aveza khona okwenziwa ngabantu abanjengodabuka kweleZimbabwe uMnumzana Tom Ellis ongayisilo bizo lakhe lokuzalwa. U-Ellis wasebenza kakhulu ekususeni kukaMugabe esikhundleni.
The guy is a white Zimbabwean living in South Africa, has been involved in opposition politics a long time.
Le yindoda emhlophe edabuka eZimbabwe ehlala kule South Africa oselesikhathi wangena kwezombangazwe.
I listened to the story. It involved him meeting and befriending the CIO agent sent down from Harare to assassinate him.
U-Ellis wavezela uRogers indlela abantu abazondanayo ababambisana ngayo befuna ukususa uMugabe esikhundleni. Bagoqela uCasper olipholisa lensida elokuhlangothi lwezomvikela olwe-Central Intelligence Organization wavezwa kugwalo lolu ngegama leli lokusoma. Abanye njalo abaphathisayo ngowayekhokhela abalwa impi yenkululeko uMnumzana Christopher Mtsangwa, uMnumzana Gabriel Shumba igqweda elilwela ilungelo likaZulu labanye abakunhlanganiso ezithiyeneyo. Balobelana isivumelwano sokusekela uMnangagwa abasibiza ngokuthi yi-Northgate Declaration. Lokhu kwakucanda indlela yokususa uMugabe esikhundleni.
A black Zimbabwean CIO agent and a white Zimbabwean ex-Zimbabwean businessman sitting in a truck in a parking lot in Johannesburg to say, we've got a plan. What their plan ended up being, okay, is that they wanted to support Mnangagwa. They wanted to support the Lacoste faction and have Mnangagwa as the new president of Zimbabwe.
Kuyamangalisa ukubona umuntu onsundu o-CIO nomlungu ongosomabhizinisi besemodeni eJohannesburg emagcekeni kaZulu besithi kulento abafuna ukuyenza. Balobelana isivumelwano sokusekela uMnangagwa wayefuna ukugenqula uMugabe. Bebesekela icele lebandla le-ZANU-PF elethini lakoste elalifisa ukuthi uMnangagwa abe sesikhundleni sikamongameli. Lokhu ngibona engani yikho okwenza uGabriel Shumba nabanye bakhe bakusekele.
And have Mnangagwa as the new president of Zimbabwe.
URogers kugwalo lolu olujulileyo waphendaphendla wathola abantu bamtshela ngokwehlela uMugabe loMnangagwa esanda kususwa esikhundleni njalo ebaleka elizweni esedlula kwele Mozambique waze wayafika kwele South Africa ethwelwe yindizamtshina kasomabhizimusi uMnumzana Justice Maphosa odabuka kwele Zimbabwe. Esiya eMozambique uMnangagwa kuthiwa wathwala nzima esiya emngceleni eMtare lapho ayebalekela khona amapholisa emigwaqweni njalo echapha umngcele encediswa libutho waze wangena eShabini wasehamba ngenyawo okwesikhathi eside esechapha umngcele.
Bathola umbiko othi kungcono babaleke elizweni ngokushesha ebusuku ngoba kulabantu abeyofuna ukubulala. Yikho okwenza ukuthi kwenziwe amalungiselelo okuthi asuke elizweni kuyamangalisa okwenzakalayo. Kulabanye abathandabuzayo kodwa ngilemlayezo yama-WhatsApp njalo labo bantu phose abalithumi abakusekelayo lokho. Kuyamangalisa.
Urojas ukubeka sobala okwenziwa ngu-General Chiwenga njalo lokwakusenzakala ngasese kukhulunywa labamele amazwe athiyeneyo okwakusethulwa ngumthwangwa owayephethe njalo ukwethulwa kwezindaba babefuna ukuthi uMgabe asuswe esikhundleni kungafanga muntu.
Bringing in very powerful players like Chris Muchangwa to spin this operation and to run the media, international diplomacy, communications, which became pivotal to the event that the military carried out.
UMthwangwa wayekhangele ukwethulwa kwemibiko yalokho ababekwenza. Ukukhuluma la kwabanye amazwe ogoqela uJacob Zuma ewatshela ububi bonke be-G40 yakhokhelwa unkosikazi Mugabe. Waveza u-G40 njengabantu abafuna ukubhidliza abalwa impi yenkululeko.
But what Muchangwa was brilliant at was spinning and talking to the South African government, and Jacob Zuma at the time was head of SADC.
URogers uveza njalo okwehlela umoyi uMorgan Tsvangirai lebandla lakhe ele-MDC elalizama ukususa uMgabe esikhundleni. Uthi uCasper okugwalo lolu wayekhokhela abavikela uTsvangirai kubandla le-MDC.
I think that was one reason why the NDC never won elections. ZANU-PF, Mugabe were always one step ahead of the NDC, and I think those guys like Casper had infiltrated them and knew what they were up to.
Ngibona ingani lokhu yikho kwenza ukuthi ibandla le-MDC linganqobi ukukhethwa. Wabamunya umungu
is able to predict and understand what the opposition party is doing.
URogers uthi ulethemba lokuthi ugwalo lolu luzavezela abantu bonke emhlabeni wonke jikelele ngezombangazwe kwele Zimbabwe. Uthi abacothoza ukuthi waloba ngabanye abantu angazange abaqambe ngamagama kumele bahlaliseke ngoba kuyabazi bonke.